Okay, good morning everybody in the Ram of Chabur. So this is the last halacha to Shem of Perek Tes of Matnos Haniyim, and we'll take a little bit of a hiatus, so we'll pick it up next week with a Beit Midrash track in the senior experience, and we'll record that as well with Perek Yud, which is Tzedakah is the defining mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. So here we have what seems at first to be a very surprising halacha, Nishanos and Bruta L'Tamcha, Bruta L'Kupa, Mikablin Mimenu. So we thought it was a chiyuv that everybody in Adam Ani Minat Tzedakah. So we'll get to that in a second. The Shach takes up that issue. Vim lo nasan ein mechayvin osilitein, that a person doesn't give, so we're not going to mechayv him to give. Nasan lo begadim chadashim vehechsu lehem nesashchokim mikablin mimenu. So if we give him new clothes and he returns the rags, so we would accept. Vim lo nasan ein mechayvin osilitein. It seems like it's a matter of discretion for the Ani. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Reish Dan Gimel, Ani shenas and pruta letzdaka mekabli mimenu vim lo nasan ein mechayvin osilitein. Nasan lo begadim chadashim vehechzer yishan mekabli mimenu. So the Shach suggests his own resolution, and then we'll return to the Bach that the Shach quotes, but doesn't seem to accept. So the Shach says, we're talking about two different kinds of Ani Min Adam, Ani Min Tzedakah. So that's somebody that has Kidei Parnasasa, even though it sounds like, you know, we're talking about any Ani. And here we're talking about an Ani that doesn't have, you know, even Kidei Parnasasa, so we can't be Mechayiv him to give if he's in a terrible situation right now. Is the Bach had a little bit of a different chiluk, which I thought was very, very meduyik in the words of the Rambam. So the Bach says that not everybody's fundamentally obligated in tzedakah. The question is who the recipient is. So an ani could fulfill his obligation to tzedakah by giving to an ani acher, and that ani acher, like we have by the seudos of Purim, and try if a person is too poor to be mekayem the mitzvah of seudos Purim, mishloach manos, so mechalfi seudos hayu adade, that people can exchange the seudos, so that would be an etzah here too. And the Bach says to give it to one ani, and then the ani gives it back to you, so that would be a perfect way of a person to achieve the mitzvah of tzedakah, and also to you know, retain, and again, it's not just symbolic, it's a way of saying, look, this is all I have, I'm not able to perform the mitzvah any other way. It's actually a very beautiful gesture. So that's what the Bach says. But here, what the Rambam was talking about was a major chiddush. And normally we tell a person that, we can't allow a person to become destitute. So ani, a person who's an ani, who's so destitute that we would think that the only pathway for that person is to give to an ani acher and then to be machlif with that ani. So ani shenas and pruta l'tamchei or pruta l'kufa mikablam mimenu. We would accept it, even if there would be another arutz, there would be another channel for the ani to fulfill this obligation. V'im lo nasa anein mechayvin osolitein, right? We certainly aren't going to mechayv a person to give, you know, under these conditions, if he still has another avenue available to him. The other avenue, of course, would be to find an ani acher instead of the kupa or the tamchoi. Everybody have a wonderful day, and as I said, on Monday, God willing, we'll pick it up with Perek Yod of Matnos Aniyim.